Mandari is a Shadava ragam containing six varas in its Arohanam Avrohanam. Whereas Amritavarshini is an Audavaraha, that is, it contains five swaras.
Sagama pani sa sani pamagasa.
So you can see that when you remove the swara ri from Mandari, it leads you to Amritavarshini.
Tadarana gagama pamaga sa sa nisaga pa nisaga ga pamaga.
This is typical Amritavarshini. If it was Mandari,
tadaririnna,
the occurrence of ri is prominent in Mandari.
Tararanna sarigama pa pamagaresa.
The second half in Mandari as well as Amritavarshini is the same. Therefore, by just looking at the Uttaranga portion of the Arohanam Avrohanam, it is very difficult to say whether the ragam being rendered is Mandari or Amritavarshini. This portion is typical of both these ragas. However, the presence of ri will indicate that the ragam being rendered is Mandari. For instance,
tana pamagama panisari.
The touching of ri is essential while rendering Mandari in order to make it clear to the rasikas that the ragam is Mandari and not Amritavarshini. But rasikas should look at the Purvanga portion of the Arohanam Avrohanam in order to make it clear whether the ragam is Mandari or Amritavarshini.
Tadaririnna tararana nisariga pamagarisa.
This is Mandari.
Pamaga ga 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 ma pamaga sa ga sa.
There is a nice swing from ga to sa.
Ta ya ya ra 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 na.
That will indicate that the ragam is Amritavarshini.